Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. And during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts. Then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
Hey, Tony. So this is Ashley from Indiana. And the story I'm going to tell you today is it's a little difficult. So if I get emotional, I apologize. This actually just happened to me last night, and I really don't know if it's paranormal or what, but it just felt too real for me to just brush off. Okay, so, back in August, my brother-in-law, passed away. It was very sudden and quite heartbreaking. Let's see, about almost 10 years ago, my brother-in-law and my sister and their kids moved down to Tennessee, and that's where they've been. So I haven't seen them in a really long time. In fact, I think the last time I saw him was maybe 5 years ago when his stepdad passed away. I went down there for the funeral, and that was the last time I physically saw him. He had a drinking problem, and it ruined pretty much their marriage with my sister, and they were divorced without really going into too much detail because it's private, and just things were bad. Emotionally, and you know, he just it turned him into someone that he wasn't. Before they moved, I was really close. I'm still very close with my sister, but I used to go to their house almost every weekend and stay the night a lot. I would go over there a lot and just hang out. I was very close with them, all of them. And he was the type of guy to just, he was always making everyone laugh and just being kind of silly. I mean, he could be a very serious person at times, but he was just a fun-loving, just goofy, mellow guy. And he was always making you laugh. Back in August, when my sister called me and told me that he passed away, I was in shock, and especially the way he died, which I won't go into detail because it's not really relevant to the story, but it wasn't very good. That day I was just in shock, you know, and I couldn't go down to Tennessee for his funeral because I didn't have the money. And they understood that, you know. But I felt like I never really got closure with his death. And I believe that I mourned in my own way. I felt like that I never got closure. And the way he treated my sister and their kids, I felt kind of guilty for feeling as sad as I did when he died, and for missing him because of all the pain that he put them through. But I knew that the person he was when he died wasn't who he really was. it was the alcohol that made him that way. And I mean, ultimately it was his choice, but anyway, I wanted to remember him, how he was, you know, when he lived up here, when they all lived up here, when I used to go to their house all the time, because I believe that's who he was. And that's how everyone else remembered him. And so I did that, but like I said, I felt guilty, and I felt kind of like I shouldn't be sad because he did all these bad things to my sister, but he was also a huge part of my life, and he was a great guy. So last night, I go to bed, and I get up this morning, and I put my son on the bus, and I go back to sleep, and I have this dream. I dream that it's me, my brother-in-law, and my sister. We're all sitting on this couch, and he's just kind of being silly and making us laugh and just being him. And in this dream, I feel like that I'm younger, like teenage years, you know. And, you know, we're all laughing and having a good time. And, you know, when he passed, he had lost quite a bit of weight. But in my dream, he was heavier from what I remember. And I just remember looking at him, and he looked exactly how I remember. And we were just having a good time. And my sister was sitting right next to him, we were sitting in, like he was sitting in the middle, and I'm on one, she's on the other side. And I just look at her, and she just gives me the most comforting smile. I mean, not a full smile, just a smile. And she just shakes her head, yes. And in that point in my dream, I knew that he was dead, that he was gone. And I just started, and I'm sorry I'm getting a little emotional, but I started full on crying and sobbing. And I don't know if anyone has ever cried in their dreams, but you can actually feel it. You can feel the pain. And I felt it. And I was crying and sobbing. Like, it just hit me all over again. Like, from when she first told me that he was gone, that's what it felt like. And when I was sobbing, because I remember I closed my eyes and I was sobbing in my dream, and I heard his voice in my head. And I'm sorry I'm getting emotional, but he said, I know why you're crying, and I don't want you to. And I don't exactly know what he meant by that. Maybe I don't want you to cry over me. Maybe because I'm okay, or I don't know. But it felt so real. And it was his voice. And I haven't heard his voice in years. But it didn't sound like it was right next to my ear, you know, when someone speaks right next to you. It didn't sound like that. It was from in my head. I heard his voice. And at this point, I woke up in my bed with my husband next to me, and I am crying. I mean, I am sobbing, and my voice is, you know, when you cry, and I mean, I had tears rolling down my cheek, and, you know, my nose was running, and my breath was hitching, and I was just sobbing, and I woke up like that. And at first I was like, what the heck, just what happened, you know, what was that? And I got up and I, you know, situated myself and I calmed down. I mean, I had to take some deep breaths because I was really crying, and I just kind of, I mean, I was really tired, so I just went back to sleep. I didn't dream anymore about him. I had some other weird dreams. But, you know, I don't know if this was paranormal. I don't know if this was him reaching out to me. And I hope that it was him. But I think that my sister smiling and nodding, I think it was her saying, it's okay to remember him like this. You don't have to feel guilty for remembering him like this. And I think that I felt closure. Now he could have been reaching out to me, or it could have been my subconscious dealing with his death and maybe giving myself some closure, I don't know, but like I said, it just felt so real, and I've never been this emotionally impacted before, with a dream. Other than a nightmare I had with my son when I was pregnant. I woke up like screaming and crying for that one. But I just want to let the listeners know, that if someone has passed and that they may not have been the best person when they went, but they were once a really good person. It's okay to miss them and be sad, and it's okay to remember them how they were, and not, not the bad things that they did when they died. It's okay to be sad, and it's okay to cry and miss them, because they were, important. They were part of your life. So yeah, I'm sorry I got all emotional. Like I said, I don't know if it was paranormal. I don't know if it was my subconscious. I don't know, but it was, sort of comforting to me. So yeah, I just wanted to call and share my story. I kind of didn't want to share it because it was so personal, so emotionally impacting to me, but I thought if I could help someone else out there feeling the same way that I felt, maybe they can get some closure too.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.